What's this?
Just a few odds and ends I forgot.
A hot water bottle?
Well, just in case.
But the weather forecast is good.
But it can get very cold at night.
You've got a big woolly jumper and several pairs of socks.
And if you're sleeping in a tent, I mean, well, there's not much insulation, is there?
Oh. We'll take the hot water bottle. Anything else? The idea of camping, my love, is to live as simply as possible.
My hairdryer.
Where are you going to plug it in?
Oh.
There'll probably be a coin-operated one in the shower block.
Oh, OK.
Come on, in you get.
Have you locked the back door?
Yes, and the bathroom window. And I've turned off the water. Can we go now?
OK. Got up?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was about time.
You don't sound too good.
Oh, I was just a bit puffed.
Well, you better sit down.
Yeah. To get out of me a bit, you know, just getting dressed. Had a shower? No.
Oh, I bought you some breakfast.
Oh, thanks, darling. Just put it down over there. I was thinking I might go downstairs, but... I've quite knackered myself.
That shirt fits, then.
What?
The shirt. I got it for you in the Oxfam shop.
Oh, I thought it was different.
When you came here, you only had the clothes you were wearing, and they were...
Yeah.
So I got you a few bits and pieces.
What? All that stuff in the cupboard?
Yeah.
For me?
Well, like I said, it's only charity shop stuff.
Well, you bought it for me? Oh, what would I do without you?
Well, you seemed to manage pretty well most of the time I were growing up.
I know. I know.
Oh, and I bought you this.
Photograph.
Yeah, you said you wanted one.
Oh, darling. This is you with your band?
Well, some of them. It's not my favourite shot, but all the good ones have got Finn in.
Finn?
He's the one who walked out on us.
Oh.
Left us all in the lurch.
Yeah, well, that's the trouble with musicians, darling. Always let you down.
Yeah, I'd noticed.
A smashing picture of you. I shall treasure this.
Anyway, well, don't forget to take your tablet.
I won't.
You finish them on Friday, don't you?
Yep. Just a few more days, then I'll be out of your hair.
Right.
I know you can't wait to see the back of me.
Yeah, well... don't forget your breakfast.
Well, I'll come and cheer you on once I've got lunch out of the way.
You don't have to.
It's Edgeley, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure, it doesn't take 5 minutes to get there.
If we can't beat Edgeley, then we might as well give up. Do you want some more coffee?
No, I have to go. Well, what are you doing this morning?
Going to see Gran.
Well, give her me love.
Just to give Mum a break, really.
Well, still no prospect of a regular carer?
No. So, Mum and Lillian just have to keep soldiering on with occasional help from Pat.
Mm-hmm. And you.
And you? Graham was so chuffed to see you last week.
No, I'll go over again on Tuesday. Anyway, I'd best be off. The lunches won't cook themselves.
Oh, Ian, by the way, are you doing anything for British Food Fortnight?
Well, not as far as I know. When is it again?
19th of September it starts.
Well, mind you, I mean, most of what we cook is local, so really we're celebrating British food every week.
Yeah. Yeah, a good opportunity for a bit of promotion, though. You could do a cookery class or something?
You don't think I'm busy enough as it is?
Well, you said Caroline was fairly desperate for new ways to promote Grey Gables.
Yes, that's true. Well, look, I'll mention it to her if I see her.
So what do you think?
It's a field.
Yes?
Very like many of the fields in Ambridge, but with tents and camper vans.
But this field...
Instead of cows.
This field is only 5 minutes from the beach. Can't you smell the sea air?
Oh, yes, it does smell different.
And back that way, you got the Exmoor National Park.
Where's the loo?
It's over there. That concrete block.
Okay.
Right, I'll start unloading the car.
Alan?
Yeah?
I can't help but notice a lot of the other tents in this field are much bigger than ours.
Are they? Oh, yeah.
The sort you can stand up in.
Yeah, well, one puff of wind and they'll be over. No stability at all.
That one looks as if it's got several rooms. And look, they've got a special stand for their cooking stove.
That's just pretend camping.
Is it?
Trying to reproduce all the mod cons of home. I just don't see the point. I mean, the whole idea is to strip away all the fripperies of modern life and get back to a more simple way of doing things.
You think my airbed is a frippery?
Hey, I didn't say that.
It's what you think, though, isn't it?
Of course not. It's important you should be able to sleep properly. And if that's what it takes...
I'm sorry, but I really couldn't have handled those camp beds.
You don't have to apologise. But I'll tell you what, just as soon as you've been to the loo, you can pump the thing up.
I didn't mean to stay so long. I've got to be in Edgeley in half an hour.
Oh, it's not far. But how's Peggy?
Oh, not good.
I always think of her so tough and independent.
Not anymore, I'm afraid.
Hello, darling.
Oh, Dad, what are you doing down here?
Oh, don't let me interrupt. Just thought I'd stretch my legs a bit. I'm Wayne.
Hello.
And you are?
Adam.
Dad.
Nice to meet you, Adam. This is my little girl.
I gathered that.
My guardian angel. Took me in when I was on the uppers and no one else would touch me with a barge pole.
Dad, please.
And she's looked after me, nursed me back to health.
Adam's not remotely interested.
Well, actually, I've got to go.
See, you've driven him away already.
No, no, you haven't. No, it's just I've a cricket match to get to and I'm going to be late. Nice to have met you, Wayne.
And you, mate.
Don't ever do that again.
What?
Embarrass me like that.
What did I do?
And please, go back upstairs.
Isn't there something I can do to help? Collect up some glasses or something?
You're not exactly steady on your feet yet, are you?
It's about time I started to earn my keep.
I told you, Sid don't want you around down here.
No, we're all right now, Sid and me.
What?
Ever since that little misunderstanding about the vodka.
You don't know him, Dad.
He's been more friendly. Well, not friendly, exactly.
He's trying very hard to keep a lid on things, but he hates the fact that you're still here.
Oh, all right. What do you want me to do?
Go back upstairs and keep your head down.
What, you think we should have a stand for it?
But it could so easily get knocked over.
It's fine.
And isn't it terribly awkward having to squat on the ground to cook anything?
When I was a lad, we used to cook over a campfire. You can't put a campfire on a stand.
True.
And by comparison, cooking on that little gas burner is a piece of cake. You'd be amazed at the gourmet meals I've turned out on that thing.
Gourmet meals, eh?
Yeah, I'll cook you one for our anniversary.
Which anniversary?
Both, if you like. But I was thinking of Thursday, our Hindu wedding.
Okay, well, I'll take you out to a restaurant for the second one.
You don't believe me, do you?
What?
That I can cook an Epicurean feast on a single gas burner.
No, but I'm willing to be convinced.
That's the fly sheet in place.
Oh, well done.
And if it was pouring with rain, I could get under there and keep perfectly dry while erecting the inner tent.
But it isn't pouring with rain.
Yeah, but if it was...
The remarkably clever design of that tent would save you from a soaking.
You may mock.
I'm not mocking, honestly.
But there have been times when I've been very thankful for that fly sheet.
Is the kettle ever going to boil?
Oh, come on, give it time.
It's had at least 10 minutes.
We're not in a hurry, though, are we? We're on our holidays.
Right. Patience. I must slow down.
There is just one thing, though, love.
What?
That airbed, it's quite big, isn't it?
It's a double.
I'm not sure it's going to squeeze through the tent flap.
Oh, don't say that.
It's all right. It's all right. Don't panic. It's just maybe we should have put it in the tent before we blew it up.
Oh, look at that.
Well, that's not like Christopher, is it?
What is wrong with him?
Well, doesn't he usually whack the ball all round the ground?
Why is he being so defensive all of a sudden?
Hangover?
No excuse. We need to up the run rate. This is pathetic.
Well, perhaps when Roy comes on.
He's been on, out for 7.
Oh.
That was sheer lack of concentration.
You're not enjoying this, are you?
What?
Well, I don't think you like being captain.
Why'd you say that?
It makes you care too much about winning.
I always care about winning.
Oh,
Oh, he's done it again. Who does he think he is, Geoffrey Boycott?
Well, that's the end of the over.
6 runs. We're going to get hammered.
No, anyway, I saw Caroline at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And I mentioned British food fortnight. She's very keen to do something.
I told you.
So, I was wondering, what are you going to contribute?
Me?
Yeah, well, since you're so keen on the whole thing.
I don't know. I hadn't thought.
Well, I wondered if we couldn't do a double act. You know, you could talk about deer farming, and then I'd cook something fancy with a bit of venison.
Okay.
You like the idea?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be me, does it?
Well, why not?
I mean, well, not just me. We could get David or Ruth to talk about Hereford beef, or Tom with his organic pork.
Oh, meet the farmer, cook the dish.
Oh, that is good. That is really good.
Ah, look at her go. Right up the beach into the shallows.
She knows what she's doing, all right.
Oh, it must feel great.
Yeah, it must. Oh, you get good breakers on this coast.
This is so blissful. The sun on my face and sand between my toes.
It's a beautiful evening, isn't it?
And you know the best bit? I've got you all to myself.
And I've got you.
We should do this more often.
Well, go camping.
I was thinking more in terms of getting away from Ambridge and...
And my needy parishioners.
You have to admit, it's a rare evening when the phone doesn't ring.
Yeah, I know. I'm finding it quite difficult to believe we've got a whole week, just the two of us.
How on earth are we going to fill all those idle hours?
Like this. Strolling on the beach, paddling in the sea.
And I really fancy having a go at surfing.
Trust you.
Well, don't you?
Looks much too energetic for me.
We passed a place earlier where you can hire boards and wetsuits.
Not tonight, eh?
No, maybe tomorrow. Tonight, all I want to do is stroll gently into the village and find some supper and then curl up in our cosy tent.
On our mighty airbed.
On our lovely, comfy airbed. Just the two of us. What could be more delightful?
Lizzie.
What?
Did you set the alarm?
Oh, no. Sorry.
It's 5:30.
Yeah, it's a mistake. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Nothing. Go back to sleep.
Are you getting up now?
Well, I'm wide awake, so I might as well.
Oh.
Is it morning?
Yeah, can't you sleep?
I had a bad dream. All the grass had withered and died.
You've been at the cheese?
What?
My mum always used to say, don't eat cheese late at night. It'll give you nightmares.
Oh. No, I think I'm worried about going on holiday.
Well, there's no getting out of it.
I don't want to get out of it.
The tickets are all booked.
Just not used to leaving the farm in someone else's hands.
Eddie will be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
What do you want to do for your actual birthday?
Oh, nothing much. Maybe... Oh, I don't know, supper with the family?
What, just me and the kids?
Oh, I was thinking more, you know, Mum and Dad and children, Elizabeth.
Kenton?
Yeah, I suppose we ought to invite him.
Plus husbands and partners?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Well, yeah.
No, it'd be an awful lot of work for you, wouldn't it?
Your family doesn't get any smaller.
Yeah, no, forget it.
No, it's your birthday, if that's what you want.
Well, just you and the kids, that'll be fine. And maybe Mum and Dad.
My mum noticed.
Did she?
Yeah. She said someone's been busy in the memorial garden. Cleared away all the weeds and dead stuff.
What did you say?
Have they? Have they really?
You didn't confess?
Certainly not.
Oh.
Although I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to keep it from Nigel. Yeah, I actually didn't wake up this morning.
Didn't you?
Yeah, first time in weeks. Luckily, I'd set the alarm.
Oh, well, that's probably the reason. You knew the alarm would wake you.
Unfortunately, it woke Nigel first. Had to prod me to wake me up.
Oh, dear.
And he knows I haven't been sleeping well, so why would I set the alarm?
What did you tell him?
Nothing. I just crept away. Maybe he thinks I've got a secret lover.
Do people meet secret lovers at 5:30 in the morning?
Probably not. Now, I've got one more lavender. Here, do you think?
Further to the left. That rosemary will grow quite big.
Yeah, it will, won't it?
It's lucky we arranged to do this today. I'm going to be away for the rest of the week.
Are you? Well, where are you going?
Oh, we haven't decided yet, but our B&B guests cancelled at short notice.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's no great loss. They came last year. Well, frankly, rather tedious pair. Anyway, my first thought was to go and visit Coriander.
Yeah, her baby must be due soon, isn't it?
Not till October.
Well, it's nearly September now.
Oh, yes, I really must get on with that cot blanket. However, it turned out that she and Justin are otherwise engaged this week.
Oh, shame.
But Robert has a friend who owns a motorhome, and he said we'd be welcome to borrow it at any time.
A motorhome?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't have thought that was your sort of thing.
And there, that was my first reaction. I imagine one of those camper vans that used to be the thing in the 60s. But this is an altogether grander affair, Elizabeth. Gas stove, fridge, shower.
Ooh.
Even has air conditioning.
Wow.
Which we certainly don't have at home.
So when are you off?
Wednesday. I'm working tomorrow, unfortunately. Oh, now, how does that look?
Brilliant.
Still a bit disjointed, but once the plants have grown together a bit...
Oh, people will be so impressed.
Yes, if anyone notices.
Oh, my mum will notice.
If only other people were as observant as Jill. Which reminds me, I owe her a big thank you.
What for?
Her stalwart support on the Flower and Produce Show Committee.
Really?
Oh, yes. I've had such a battle with our local Luddites. But with your mother's backing, I've finally managed to drag them kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
In respect of what?
Photography.
Oh.
We've introduced a new category in the photography section which allows digital enhancement.
Oh, I remember how cross you were last year when my dad's photo got highly commended.
For the one of the stars?
The beehive cluster.
Oh, it was a brilliant photograph, Elizabeth, don't get me wrong. But it was all done on a computer, and what's that if not digital manipulation?
I suppose.
So all we've done is level out the playing field.
Oh, good.
Much to the chagrin of Derek Fletcher. Now, is that it?
Well, that's all the plants I brought this morning. Mm. But I can always stage another raid on Titkin's greenhouse.
Yes. Oh, I think what's lacking is height.
Oh.
Don't you think so?
Actually, yes, you're right.
A clematis, perhaps?
Well, we need some sort of trellis.
Oh, well, I'm sure that between us, Elizabeth, we can acquire a trellis.
Round the back of the house.
Thanks so much for having him today. We're getting to that stage where you can't wait for the summer holidays to be over.
I know what you mean. By the way, have you heard from Usha?
I had a text this morning.
Has she broken down in tears and begged to be taken home?
Not yet, no.
It's only a matter of time.
She certainly wasn't looking forward to it. But as far as one can tell from a brief text, she's enjoying herself.
Really?
Beautiful place, lovely beach. And she's going surfing.
Surfing?
You know Usha, she'll try anything.
Even camping? Oh, look, here's Lizzie back.
And of course she's got Alan all to herself, which doesn't happen very often.
No, I suppose not.
Morning!
Hi!
Where have you been?
Oh, just to do a bit of shopping.
I brought Ben over to play with Freddie and Lily. I hope that's all right.
Yes, of course.
Bruce had a text from Usha.
Oh, no. Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. Having a good time by the sound of things.
Oh, good heavens. Can you take these bags, Nigel?
Yep.
I think she's as surprised as anyone.
Lizzie?
She was rather dreading it, wasn't she?
Where's the boot full of old flower pots?
I got them from Mum. Titcomb's always on the lookout for spare flower pots. He gets through thousands of the things.
You'd think Jill would have washed them. You've got earth all
so
over the
boot. Are you all set for Sharm el Sheikh?
I think so, more or less.
So aren't you going to take the flower pots out?
Oh, later. Now, have you got any ideas about what David would like for his birthday?
Oh, not really. The kids are all buying him daft things for the holiday. Pip's managed to find the most outrageous pair of Bermuda shorts for him to wear on the beach.
I just don't know what to get him.
Oh, and I'm a bit stuck about what to do on his actual birthday. He said, just supper with the family.
What, all of us?
Well, that's what he'd like. But it's a fairly major undertaking, catering for the entire clan.
Oh. Well, why don't we do it?
What?
Nigel, you're a genius.
Am I?
Yeah, that can be our present to him. We'll get Hugh to lay on a buffet or something.
Hugh?
The chef in the orangery.
Oh, right, of course.
What do you think?
That'd be brilliant.
Well, it sort of kills several birds with one stone, doesn't it? Solves our present dilemma and saves you having to cook.
And we can make it a surprise.
I'm not sure David's all that keen on surprises.
Oh, come on, they've done it to you.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, if you just tell him you're going for a quiet supper with Mum and Dad.
Right.
And then bring him here.
And we'll all be waiting with champagne and balloons.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Come on, old thing, move yourself. Much more to eat over there.
Afternoon, David.
Oh, hello, Linda. Hello, Scruff.
It's all right. He's on the lead.
Good.
Can't be too careful with cows around, after all.
Well, you don't have to worry about this lot.
Yes, you keep them very tightly penned these days.
It's not for your benefit, Linda. It's for theirs, so they get the maximum nourishment from the available grass.
Yes, I do understand the system, David.
Come on, old girl, this way.
I had it explained to me in some detail by Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Who tells me he's going to be in charge while you're on holiday.
Yes.
Yes, that's the problem with taking time off, isn't it? We'd have been going away tomorrow if I could have found someone to cover my shift at Grey Gables.
You're going on holiday?
Yes, just a short break.
Huh?
We've managed to borrow a rather splendid motorhome.
Oh, yeah?
So we're taking to the gypsy life of the open road.
Lovely.
We thought we'd head down to the southwest. Devon, Cornwall, somewhere like that.
Uh-huh.
Haven't decided exactly where.
I hear Coombe Martin's very nice.
Oh, Coombe Martin?
Yeah, we were told by... Hey, oi, oi, not that way. Come on, you daft animal.
I'd better leave you to get on.
Yeah. Enjoy your holiday.
So, the results are out this week.
Yeah, Thursday. Pip's ludicrously nervous, and that's making me nervous.
Oh, she's got nothing to worry about, has she?
No, I'm sure she's done okay. She worked really hard. But OK isn't good enough for Pip. She wants to shine.
We could do with a few like her in the cricket team.
What?
Sorry, I must stop moaning. Ian says I'm becoming a cricket bore.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Adam.
Afternoon.
You come for lunch?
No.
You can stay if you like. It's only quiche and salad.
Oh, thanks, but I should get back. I just wanted to ask you a favour.
Oh, yeah?
Well, not a favour exactly. You know about British Food Fortnight?
Middle of September, isn't it?
Yeah. Caroline's keen to do something at Grey Gables. And Ian came up with this rather neat idea. Meet the farmer, cook the dish.
OK.
So I'm going to go along and talk about deer farming, and then Ian will do something mouth-watering with a bit of venison.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we wondered if you'd like to do something similar with your beef. You know, do a bit of a chat about the history of the Hereford.
What, and then Ian will cook some?
Yep.
We'd love to.
Yeah, it's a good marketing opportunity.
Well, that's the general idea. That's why Caroline's so keen. Anyway, I must leave you to enjoy your lunch. I'll give you a call about dates and so on.
OK.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
See you soon. Right. Can you give the kids a shout?
Yeah, OK. Ruth.
Oh, what's the matter?
I think I may have done something awful.
What?
Where have Usha and Alan gone on holiday?
Devon.
Yeah, but where exactly?
Coombe Martin.
Oh, no.
Why?
I saw Linda this morning and she told me they're off on holiday later this week to Devon or Cornwall and I said that I've heard Coombe Martin's very nice.
You said what?
I just knew I'd heard the name, but I couldn't remember who from.
Oh, David!
But they probably won't go there. I mean, why should they take my recommendation? And even if they do, I mean, there must be loads of campsites and hundreds of people, so the chances of them bumping into each other are vanishingly small, aren't they?
Just
give us a shot when I come down to make the tea.
Don't you like it?
Oh, yeah, it's lovely, but well, we're still half asleep, so you strolled in here expecting the old magnolia walls.
Oh, I think it's transformed this kitchen. And doesn't it go well with the breakfast set? It's a perfect match. Oh,
just a bit startling when you ain't expecting it.
Oh, imagine how cheery yellow will seem in winter when it's cold and grey outside.
Anyway, what are your plans for today?
Well, I've said I'd go into work tomorrow and Friday.
Right.
They pushed me to come in for 3 days this week, you know, but I said no. It's 2 days away from now on, as agreed. I've got a husband who needs my care and attention.
Oh, I could manage if you wanted.
No, no. I'd give up work completely if it was down to me.
Oh, you'd get bored.
Bored? In Ambridge? Never. Anyway, I thought I'd pop in and see Brenda this morning.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Give her a present.
Oh, wait. Ailey was pleased as punch with them tins of sardines, wasn't she?
And you thought I was daft buying them.
Well, it just seemed a strange thing to bring back from France. Anyway, I must get over to Grange Farm. I want to try and catch Ed before he leaves, see if he's made any progress on finding us more land.
Oh, yeah. Fingers crossed.
You ain't having second thoughts, then?
About investing in the cows? No, of course not.
Oh, you're a treasure, Mrs. Tucker.
Clary's got the morning off, you see, and Mum's doing delivery, so I really need to stay here till she gets back. Okay. Oh, all right. We'll see you then. Bye.
Was that him?
Who?
You're Australian.
Leon? No, it was Ian.
Oh.
Inviting me to tea this afternoon.
All right.
I saw Leon last night.
Oh, good. Was it good?
Yeah, it was fine.
And are you seeing him again?
You're as bad as a net.
Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to pry.
But yes, I'm seeing him again next week.
It's going well then.
Oh, that pot's not full enough.
Oh, sorry.
Nor that one.
Oh, dear.
It needs to be within a centimetre of the top.
OK, I'm not very good at this.
Well, it's not difficult.
I know, but yoghurt's not really my thing, to be honest. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm immensely grateful for the work. I'm utterly skint. Did you know, because I'm living with Tom, I can't even claim job seeker's allowance.
Can't you?
Nope. In the eyes of the state, I'm a kept woman.
Be the same if you were a man, though.
Oh, no. But I hate not being able to pay my way. Honestly, Helen, I must have applied for 50 jobs. Most of them don't even bother to reply. After a while, you just... you start to lose confidence. Start feeling that if nobody wants you, you must be rubbish.
Well, you're not.
And poor Tom's having to pick up the tab, which is really not fair. Particularly since if I move back in with my dad, I could get a job seeker's allowance.
But you wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, definitely not. What a terrible thought.
Are they back?
Yeah, they got back last night. I'm over at Willow Farm this afternoon, so I'd babysit for Abby.
Oh, good for you.
It'll be a miracle if I don't get collared by Vicky. You can't set a foot in the garden without her ambushing you.
Morning, Ed.
Oh, hello, Mike. You back then?
Yeah, I got back last night.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, it was brilliant.
Oliver will be pleased to see you.
Huh?
I think he found it a bit heavy going dealing with Jazza last week.
Oh, dear.
Look, I can't stop, Mike. I've got to go and pick up George.
Oh, that's OK. Just wondered if you'd made any progress on, you know, finding a bit more land.
Yeah, I have.
Great.
I really need to talk to you about it. Will you be home this afternoon?
Yeah, as soon as I've done the bottling.
Right, I'll pop round. About half three?
Yeah, fine. See you then.
Come on, you deserve a little sit-down. Bring the buggy over.
Well, just for 10 minutes.
Here, let me take it.
Only I do have some phone calls to make.
I've got a present for you, all the way from Brittany. I'll pop Abby in the shade under the umbrella. You sit yourself down.
Did you have a nice time?
Oh, it was lovely. Now, here's your present.
Thanks.
I called round to see you this morning, but you were out.
Yeah, I was doing a stint at Bridge Farm. Oh... That's...
Isn't he the cutest thing?
It's very sweet.
Mike bought one for me, a little Breton bear.
To add to your collection.
And I thought to myself, Brenda would just love one of those.
Mm. Thank you. It's very nice of you both to think of me.
Don't be daft.
Anyway, how was, what was it called, the place you went?
Concarneau.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Can't say I was very taken with the people, though.
What, the French?
No, the other English people. A bit stuffy, some of them.
I mean, it's very old, Concarneau, very historical. There's this, like, medieval castle right in the middle of the port.
How interesting.
Oh, yes. But people who wander around with their noses stuck in a guidebook. Well, I can't help feeling they're missing the point.
In what way?
Holidays are for letting your hair down, aren't they?
But if you enjoy history...
Although I have to say, your dad was very taken with the Musée de la Pêche.
What's that?
The fishing museum.
Oh, yeah, that would be right up his street.
Oh, he loved it. If it had been down to him, we'd have spent the entire week in there.
I can imagine.
Oh, we had some gorgeous seafood. Freshly caught, you see, straight off the boats. And the restaurants are just brilliant. So we had some lovely romantic dinners, feeding each other scallops and langoustines.
So how did you spend the days?
There are wonderful beaches just outside the town. Pure white sand.
Oh, sounds idyllic.
And one day, this was hilarious, we went a little bit further up the coast to a place called Fo something, I never did get how to pronounce it. Anyway, someone had told your dad that this was where they made the very best Brittany cider, which is gorgeous, by the way. I'll give you a bottle to take home for Tom. We brought loads back with us.
Oh, thanks.
But it has a lovely beach as well, this food place. So we thought we'd give it a try. And guess what?
What?
It turned out to be a nudist beach.
Oh, no. What did you do?
When in Rome.
What, you stripped off?
Oh, it is so liberating, Brenda. Honestly. When everyone else is doing it, you feel embarrassed with your clothes on.
What about Dad?
He took a bit of persuading.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did. It was such a laugh.
So, you recommend Brittany, do you?
Oh, he's got a lot more going for it than I thought. But between you and me, Brenda, next time we go on holiday, I'm going to take charge of the booking. Oh, look, here he comes.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, love. How are you?
I'm fine.
And how are things at Grange Farm?
Oh, not so bad. Mwah. You miss me?
Oh, every minute.
Mickey's just been telling me all about your holiday.
Oh. Hey, do you like your present?
Yeah, it's really cute.
Anyway, how are things with you, lover? How's the job hunting?
Oh, don't ask.
Still no luck.
It's so depressing. There's just nothing.
Well, what about, you know, retraining?
Yeah, that's what Tom suggested. Go back into education, get another qualification. But to be honest, I'm so hugely in debt already, I don't want to make it worse. And who's to say things will be any better next year?
Oh, Abby!
I'll see to her.
Can I get her some juice or something?
Her cup's next door and she probably needs changing anyway, so I'll see you later.
Yeah, okay, love.
Cheers, Brenda. Actually, Mike, I'm going to have to love you and leave you.
Already?
Oh, only for an hour or so. Linda was busy this morning, so I said I'd drop in about now before she goes to work.
It's such a difficult situation.
Yeah, I know.
Peggy's driving herself into the ground. But, I mean, she's quite made up her mind that there's another Barney out there somewhere.
Well, even with Barney's help, she could barely cope.
Yeah, I know. But she keeps ringing the agencies, although even that's a struggle for her. Anyway, there's your tea.
Thanks.
And just help yourself to a brownie.
Yeah, lovely.
So, how did it go last night?
It was fine.
Good.
We went for a Chinese.
And?
And I completely forgot to worry about, you know, how should I behave in this situation? Do I trust myself? Do I trust him, etc., etc.? I just had a really nice time.
Well, there you go. You see, it's not that hard.
And at the end of the evening, I said thank you very much and went home. And he was okay with that. But I'm seeing him again next week and, well, maybe next time. I don't know. We'll see.
So, you do quite like him, then?
He's really good fun. And he's so easy to get on with. I don't know why I got into such a state about it.
Well, you were afraid he didn't really fancy you.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure he does.
Yeah, a man of good taste.
Although, he's so charming.
Too charming?
I think he's had a fair amount of practice. He knows how to turn it on.
Yeah, but when you're on the receiving end...
It is utterly lovely. And I had such a nice evening, so...
Make the most of it.
That's what I intend to do.
So I thought the best thing to do was to go and talk to Brian Aldridge.
Well, that's what I would have done.
He seemed quite impressed.
Well, so he should be.
And he said if I put together some kind of proposal, he'll present it to the BL board for us.
Great. Well, well done, Ed.
Yeah, I was pretty chuffed, I must say. But that was last Friday... And I've sat down a few times with a pen and paper and I've tried to sketch something out, but well, I'm just not very good at, well, you know, writing stuff.
Well, do you want me to have a go?
I was hoping you'd say that.
No problem. Leave it with me.
The thing is, there's a board meeting next Tuesday.
Oh, right. Better get me skates on then. Oh,
cheers, mate.
Now then, would you like a bottle of Brittany cider?
Oh, thanks.
There we go. It's good stuff. Brought loads back with us.
It's as good as Dad's cider.
Yeah, well, it's different.
Did you have a good time then?
Yeah, smashing, huh? It's quite a big fishing port where we were staying. I'd had this brilliant museum all about fishing.
Wouldn't have thought that was Vicky's kind of thing.
No, she was rather more into the beaches. But they were great. No, no. Except one day we went to this place called Fusinon. Wandered down to the beach there and suddenly realised everyone else was starkers.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Apparently it's well known as a nudist beach. Anyway, I turned round and headed back towards the car. Vicky wasn't having it. Just whipped her clothes off.
Well, she never.
Every stitch.
What did you do?
Well, I had to take mine off too, didn't I?
What, everything?
Well, I tried to get me trunks on, but she wouldn't let me. Said I'd be showing her up.
Mike.
I know. Oh, luckily, I bought an English newspaper, so I was able to hide me blushes. You know? I've never been so uncomfortable in me life. We're in here, love.
Hello, Ed. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Yeah, I like the tan.
Oh, and it goes all over. Did Mike tell you?
Yeah, I told him all about that.
Yes, he did. Yeah, well, anyway, I'd best get off. It's nearly time for afternoon milking. Thanks for the cider, mate.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, Ed.
Yeah, cheers.
Bye, Ed.
Bye.
So, did you get to see Linda?
Yes, lucky I did. She and Robert are going away tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they've borrowed this camper van. Well, motorhome. It's quite a posh one. Oh. Got a cooker and a shower and everything.
Always had a yen for one of them.
Have you?
Yeah. Just be able to take off and go where the fancy takes you.
Wouldn't be my cup of tea.
Wouldn't it?
No, the whole point of holidays is to let someone else do the driving.
Well, I don't mind driving.
And be weighted on hand and foot.
Oh.
Like on a cruise. That's what I've always fancied. Going on a cruise.
Keep coming. Another 2 feet. Oh, that'll do.
Well done, Robert.
You don't realise how huge this thing is till you try reversing it.
Well, what do you think?
Nice, isn't it? I expected all the campsites to be heaving at this time of year, but this is quite civilised.
And the beach is only a few minutes' walk in that direction. Good heavens.
What?
I don't believe it.
What's the matter?
Usha?
It is you.
What on earth?
I thought for a moment my eyes were deceiving.
What are you doing here?
Having a holiday. How about you?
Well, yes, the same.
Yeah, a holiday, but we didn't know you were going to be here.
What a delightful surprise.
No, we'll find somewhere else.
But, Robert...
I mean, there's another campsite just along the coast.
Well, you might not get in.
Oh, no, please, don't leave on our account.
This is really embarrassing. I'm so sorry.
But don't be, it's fine.
A most happy chance.
Well, what about Alan?
He won't mind.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. He'll be back in a few minutes. You can ask him. He's just gone to get a refill for the stove.
Well, which is your tent?
That little orange one over there.
Oh, sweet.
What a bizarre coincidence. I mean, that we should choose the very same campsite.
Spooky.
Except, did David know you were coming here?
David, yes.
Ah.
Well, at least Ruth knew, so David probably knew. Why?
Well, that would explain it.
What?
I mentioned to David that we were contemplating heading in the direction of Devon, and he said he'd heard Coombe Martin was very nice, but he couldn't remember who told him.
I don't believe it.
So when I got home, I mentioned it to Robert.
We looked it up on the internet.
And we thought, well, yes, it does look nice.
It is. It's gorgeous. The beach is just fabulous. I've been surfing.
Surfing? Isn't that a bit cold?
Oh, we can hire a wetsuit along with the board, and there are wonderful walks.
Well, I was particularly looking forward to walking the coastal path.
Oh, that's one of the things Alan and I have planned.
What? Well, perhaps we could go together.
Oh, no, we really don't want to impose. I mean, if we stay here, I think you should just try and ignore us.
That's silly.
Lindy, they came on holiday to get away from us.
No, we didn't.
Well, not us specifically, obviously, but Ambridge people in general.
Oh, where did you get the camper van?
Well, lent to us by a friend of mine.
Oh, quite a grand one, isn't it?
Well, he's quite a grand friend.
Fully equipped with all mod cons. You plug it into the mains, you see, and then you have running water and electricity.
Oh, how wonderful.
Would you like to see inside?
Or may I?
You're moving into Brookfield?
With Clary and me dad.
Why?
Well, they offered, so...
Did they?
Well, sort of. And it'll be nice for Clary. The one thing she misses is having a proper farmhouse kitchen. Ain't room to swing a cat in keeper's cottage.
Right.
Plus, I need to be on the spot, because I'll be responsible for the herd.
There you go. Point a bit of shandy.
It ain't like the old days, when you just turn the cows into any old field.
Your pie will be a couple of minutes, OK?
It's all about knowing your grass. I'm going over for a lesson this afternoon.
A lesson?
Yeah.
In grass?
Very high-tech these days, you know. Every bit of grass has to be measured.
With a ruler?
Oh, don't be daft. It's all computers, isn't it?
That's £4.85, please.
Afternoon.
Wayne, how you doing, mate?
All right, Eddie.
You're looking a lot better than you did last week.
Oh, I feel a lot better.
What are you doing down here?
Sit yourself down.
No, I better not.
Oh, come on, mate.
I'm just having a little stroll around, Sid. Lots of strength in me legs, being in bed so long.
So take the weight off them for 5 minutes. Oh, come on. Pull up a stool and have a pint.
No.
He is not having a drink. I'm not serving him.
Why not?
I'm off the booze, Eddie.
Still?
Well, reckon it's for the best, you know. While I get better?
Well, have a glass of pop or something, just to keep me company.
Well...
What's it to be?
Oh, go on, then. Kill us off.
Neat, isn't it?
A proper little cooker. We have to make do with a single gas burner, which takes about 20 minutes just to boil a kettle.
And this, excuse me, is the fridge.
A fridge? Oh, what bliss. In this weather, the milk goes off in no time at all.
And then over here, we have the shower.
A shower.
Well, it's pretty small.
I am consumed with envy.
I mean, if you drop the soap, you're in trouble.
But there are showers here, surely.
Yeah, but it's a bit basic. There's nowhere to put your towel or your dry clothes, so unless you're prepared to wander around in the nude...
Oh, dreadful thought.
You end up with everything rather soggy. But the real killer is going to the loo in the middle of the night.
Ah, yeah. We have our own loo.
Well, lucky you. I had to put on my shoes because in the night the grass is alive with slugs and snails. And take a torch. I've got this sort of miner's lamp I can strap to my head.
Oh, good idea.
Except that it's a magnet for all the moths and flying bugs in the neighbourhood.
One of the advantages of being a man, you can just step out of your tent and head for the hedge.
That's what Alan said. I got no sympathy at all.
Well, Usha, you feel free to use our shower whenever you like.
Oh, thank you. That is so kind, but... I'd better not.
Why not?
It'd be copping out, really.
Oh, look, isn't that Alan?
Oh, yes, he'll be wondering where I am. Come on, come and say hello.
You see, with the old plate meter, you did the measurements, but then you had to do a whole load of calculations to work out how much grass you'd got. This one does the calculations for you.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Yeah. Maths was never my strong point.
No, nor mine. Anyway, if we start with this paddock here...
OK.
Each paddock, I do about 40 plonks, and then the average...
What's a plonk?
Oh, sorry, technical term. Each time I plonk the plate meter down.
Oh, I get it.
Like so. Yeah, that's one measurement. But don't have to record it or anything. I do my 40 plonks, press the button, and the machine will give me an average for the paddock.
OK, and what sort of figure do you get?
Well, it'll say something like 1845...
And what does that tell you?
That means that there's 1,845 kilos of grass dry matter.
What, in this little paddock?
No, per hectare.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes a bit more sense.
Yeah. So anyway, I do that for each of the paddocks.
The plonking.
So I get an average for each one. And then I feed those results into the computer.
That's where you lose me, I'm afraid. Anything to do with computers, I have to get Edward to do it.
No, well, that's OK. You don't need to do that bit. I'll run you off a chart. But later on, when you've done the milking, come into the office and I'll show you how it's done.
What you doing?
Oh, hello, Sid. Just tidying up a few of these empties.
Well, don't.
Oh, sorry. You only seemed a bit overstretched.
No, we're fine.
Well, with that coach party coming in, everything.
And the last thing I need is you tipping a tray full of glasses on the floor.
Only trying to be helpful.
I thought you'd lost all the strength in your legs.
Well, I certainly felt a bit unsteady when I first came down. But, oh, a lot better now.
Really?
Oh, done me a power of good, just to get out in the fresh air. You don't realise when you're cooped up in bed for so long.
That's not going to help.
What?
Smoking.
Oh, the force of habit, isn't it? Find myself sitting in the pub garden, what's the first thing I do? Roll a fag.
I mean, you're only just getting over bronchitis.
Yeah, I know.
Last thing you should be doing is smoking.
All right, I won't.
Don't you having a relapse?
Stick it behind my ear for later.
We don't want you stuck here for another 2 weeks, do we?
Has it really been 2 weeks?
Yes, it has.
Haven't seen that long.
And since it's so much better, and your legs seem to be back in working order. Oh, don't put it on, Wayne.
Sorry, Sid, sorry. It's just... it creeps up on me sometimes.
All the more reason to bin the tobacco.
You like this with Jolene?
What?
About smoking.
Look, now you're up and about, you've no reason to stay here, have you?
Well, I guess not.
So, when do you think you'll be leaving?
Well, I don't know, really.
How about Friday?
What do you mean, this Friday coming?
Yes.
Oh, I'm thinking quite that soon.
Oh, well, how soon?
But Friday will be okay, I suppose.
Right. Friday it is, then.
Now, this shows the readings I took today.
Oh, with that column there?
Yeah, and the other column is last week's readings.
Right.
And what the computer does is it calculates...
How fast the grass is growing?
Yeah, exactly.
Eh? That was meant to be a joke.
No, it's no joke, Eddie. That figure there is the amount of grass dry matter available in each paddock per cow.
Per cow?
Yeah, well, obviously we know how big the herd is, so it's a simple division.
That is well clever.
Yeah, now this is even cleverer. If I click on that panel there...
What does that say? Grass wedge?
Yeah, and what you get is wedge of grass.
So it's like sorted them into order.
That's right. What you have here is a handy bar chart with your 30 readings in descending order.
So the one on the left has the most grass?
Yep.
So that's where you put the cows next?
You see? Easy, isn't it?
Even I can understand that.
Well, what I'll do, when we go away, I'll do a chart like this. I'll print it out and I'll stick it on the board in the parlour.
So, whenever I take the cows out, I put them in the next one along.
OK.
Yeah, well, brilliant. You should get into direct selling like our Edward.
Would if I could, Eddie. It's no fun being enthralled to the supermarkets.
Well, he's talking about expansion.
Yeah, I know, he told me. He's not afraid of hard work, is he?
Oh.
Well, we joined this pasture management group, and they reckon you should have a minimum of 14 what they call CFDs every year.
CFDs?
Otherwise you go around the bend.
What are CFDs?
Cow-free days.
I'll tell Edward. Any road look either, it better be off.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Eddie, sorry, can you find your own way out?
Yeah, you carry on.
All right.
See ya.
Yeah, bye. Hello, Brookfield.
David?
Usha, how are you? How's it going?
I've got a bone to pick with you.
Have you?
You told Linda Snell...
Oh, no.
...that Combe Martin was a lovely place for a holiday.
You've met them?
They're staying on the same campsite.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I forgot you were going there.
You forgot?
No, I just remembered that someone had said what a great place it was.
How could you just...
I know. Ruth's already told me I'm a total pillock. Have I completely ruined your holiday?
Well, not completely.
I am so, so sorry, Usha.
So you should be.
You're never going to forgive me for this, are you?
Good luck.
Yes, well, it's a bit late now, Mum.
I know, but...
The papers have all been marked, even biology.
Nothing can change it now.
I'm sure you'll have done fine.
You keep saying that.
Because it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and even if you haven't done as well as you hoped...
You'll still love me, won't you?
Oh, of course.
Even if I've got straight F.
That's not going to happen.
I wouldn't bet on it. Oh, look. There's Jonathan.
Go on, then. Off you go.
Bye.
And ring me just as soon as you've got your results.
Unless I've failed miserably.
Especially if you've failed miserably.
Stop worrying, Robert.
Well, they might have felt it was rude to refuse.
Nonsense.
But it's their first wedding anniversary. Surely they don't want to be spending it with us.
I'm quite sure that neither Alan nor Usha would hesitate to tell us if they preferred to be alone. Oh, here they come now.
Oh.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Morning!
Hi there!
Just found it slightly disconcerting, the sight of the vicar in shorts. Morning!
Isn't it a beautiful day?
Goodness me, you're well equipped.
I never undertake a walk in a strange place without a map and binoculars. And, of course, a notebook for recording any interesting sightings.
Like nudist beaches?
Now, we're intending to head east...
Did you hear about Mike and Vicky in Brittany?
Robert.
Sorry.
East towards that hill, which is called Little Hangman.
Hangman? Why?
I've no idea, but apparently you get a splendid view of the village from up there. Right, follow me. We'll join up with the coastal path along here.
What are the sticks for?
They're hiking poles.
Right.
When you get a bit old like us, it pays to have something to hang on to.
You're not old.
Oh, happy anniversary, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It's only the first day.
We have a double anniversary, you see.
I remember, you got married twice.
Today was our Hindu wedding.
So what are you doing to celebrate?
Well, I'm getting a special meal. Alan is going to demonstrate how to cook a banquet on a camping stove.
She doesn't believe I could do it.
It's not that.
Come along, this way.
Oh, not so fast, Lindy. You'll get really hot.
It's just... Well, why make life difficult for yourself?
Usha doesn't really get the point of camping, do you, love?
I'm doing my best.
We went for a cream tea in the village yesterday. She suddenly dived into this hardware shop.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
And emerged with this thing called a bug vacuum.
It's brilliant, Robert. I really recommend it.
She goes into the tent in the evening and sucks up all the poor little insects.
They are not poor little insects. They're nasty, flappy, biting things. You promised me no slugs, remember?
I did, yeah.
But you conveniently forgot to mention the rest of the local fauna.
Now, we go along there to join the coastal path. Let me show you on the map. We are here.
Right.
And we're heading along this way.
Ah, doesn't that sea look inviting?
Oh, it's jolly cold, I have to tell you. Look, there are people out there surfing already.
Oh, such a shame Amy couldn't come with us. She'd have loved all this.
I haven't seen Amy all summer.
No, she's been working.
Has she finished her course then?
Oh, no, it's a practical placement in a maternity unit.
Oh, so she doesn't get a summer holiday.
Oh, she doesn't mind. She loves it.
Linda's got very interested in babies since Coriander's about to make us grandparents.
Not long now. Baby's due in October. Oh, look, there's a shearwater.
That one's skimming across the waves?
Where?
Oh, there, wow. There. Dark on its back, white underneath.
Puffinus puffinus, the Manx shearwater.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's fantastic. Mm.
The memorial garden?
You know, by the village hall, next to the playground.
Oh, right.
It was terribly overgrown. Looked a dreadful mess.
Yeah, I was wondering when they were going to do something about that.
I noticed last week that someone had tidied it up, and now lots of new shrubs have been planted out.
Are you sure you wouldn't like some coffee?
No, really.
Oh, it's nearly 10:30.
I think you're more nervous than Pip.
Why doesn't she ring?
Give her a chance.
But she must have got the results by now.
Anyway... What I really came to talk to you about is the Flower and Produce Show.
Flower and Produce? Me?
Thought it might distract you for 5 minutes.
Oh, Jill, I'm sorry.
Seriously, there's a new category this year for families to enter. The Versatile Bee.
The Versatile Bee?
So I've got a head start, of course. I can enter a jar of honey.
And what do the rest of us do?
We have to present 5 items related to bees. Photographs, drawings, poems.
Poems?
I thought maybe the boys would like to have a go at making beeswax polish. You see, at least one of the family team has to be under 16.
Oh, can't imagine Josh would be interested.
You just have to mix beeswax with turpentine. It's very easy. Just a bit messy.
Well, Ben will go for that then. Messy is right up his street.
And you remember Phil's photograph last year of the beehive cluster?
The one Linda made such a fuss about.
Well...
Hello? Pip, how did you do...
Hiya.
Good shower.
I certainly feel a bit cooler. I was absolutely steaming after that walk.
Help yourself to a drink.
Oh, you got some ice?
Yeah, from the Snells.
Brilliant.
Well, you can't toast our anniversary in warm apple juice, can you? Or there's cranberry, if you prefer. And some fizzy water.
You've thought of everything, haven't you? Oh, that smells gorgeous.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to cook, I'm afraid. I hope you're hungry.
Starving.
Since you're rather overestimated on the quantities.
Well, I worked up quite an appetite on that walk.
Well, if you can't wait, there's some cashew nuts in a plastic box.
Linda sets a cracking pace, doesn't she?
Yeah. She wasn't afraid to tick us off for dawdling.
And Robert. She was really fierce with him.
Oh, he loves it, though, doesn't he? He loves being bossed around.
But it was a fabulous walk.
Oh, wasn't it just? Absolutely lovely.
And actually, it was great having Linda along. She can identify everything. All the birds, all the wildflowers.
Yeah, she's good, isn't she?
Oh, dear, I don't like the sound of that.
Well, hardly surprising. Today was a real scorcher.
It's not coming this way, though, is it?
Well, I don't like the look of those clouds.
Oh, no.
We'll be all right.
Maybe we should play safe.
How do you mean?
Well, we could always go back to that nice restaurant.
You'd spurn my special anniversary dinner, would you?
But you can't cook if it's pouring with rain.
It's okay. I just move the stove into the porch of the tent.
What, and you crouch inside?
Or lie on my stomach. That works quite well.
But if I'm sheltering in the tent as well...
It's lovely in there when it's pouring down outside. It's like a snug little burrow.
Hmm.
You're not convinced.
Well, it's not how I choose to spend my anniversary, squatting in a small tent while the rain beats down.
If it does rain, it'll only be a shower.
You can guarantee that, can you?
No, but I dare to hope.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
All right, you get in the tent.
Well, what about the chairs?
Oh, I'll see to those. Go on, in you go. No point in both of us getting wet.
Stay. Share the cake.
I must get home. Your granddad will be wondering what's happened to me. He sends his congratulations, by the way.
Oh, you told him?
We told everyone.
We're so proud of you.
You did brilliantly.
A lot better than I expected.
I know.
I still can't understand how I managed to get an A in biology. I thought I made a right mess of that paper.
Well, not as big a mess as you thought, obviously.
Anyway, I'll see you at the weekend.
And thank you so much for the cake. It's beautiful.
It's the least I could do for my clever granddaughter. And don't let your brothers eat it all. Bye, Ruth.
Bye.
Right. Cup of tea.
Oh, that'll be nice.
So what did you do this afternoon?
Oh, nothing much.
I assumed you'd be celebrating.
We went for a pizza. But then, well, I spent most of the afternoon trying to talk some sense into Izzy.
Oh?
She's decided she doesn't want to go to college.
Didn't she get the GCSEs?
Yes, she did. I mean, she didn't do very well, but she got 5 C's. In fact, she even got a B in RE and I only got a D for that.
Well, if she got the grade...
She's had enough of school, she says.
But college is quite different.
She wants to go out and earn some money.
There are precious few jobs to be had at the moment. She'd be much better off staying in education.
Yeah, I told her, Mum. I've been over and over the arguments, but she's actually got a job.
Has she?
It's only temporary.
Doing what?
In a supermarket. Just... You know, stacking shelves and stuff.
Oh, if she thinks school's boring.
No, she'll be climbing the walls within a week. It's just that she hated school so much she didn't do any work. It's a miracle that she got the GCSEs she did.
Well, it's not the end of the world. She can always come back to education when she's older.
I suppose. But I was really looking forward to going to college.
With Izzy.
It's not going to be the same without her.
They're still there, you know.
Are you spying on them, Lindy?
Well, shouldn't we at least invite them in here?
It's their anniversary.
When it comes... Can't be much fun stuck in that little tent.
They've got a choice. They can get in their car and drive down the pub. In fact, why don't we do that?
No, not tonight.
It'd be more fun than sitting here staring at the rain.
Well, I find it rather soothing being in here, warm and dry, while the storm rages outside.
How about a game of cards?
No, not now. I need to get on with this cot blanket. Why don't you make a start on the supper?
I did the supper last night.
Oh, all right, I'll do it.
No. You're busy with your llama wool. What have we got?
There are plenty of eggs.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Oh,
I thought a thunder had passed us by.
That sounds quite close.
No, no, still quite a good way off.
Your weather forecasting has not proved very accurate this evening.
No, I've stopped cooking, though. The fly sheet's well and truly closed.
Just a shower, you said?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It'll soon pass, you said. How long has it been raining now?
Ah, but you see what I mean about the tent.
What?
Well, we're perfectly dry. And the dinner will be really quick once it stops.
It had better be good.
It'll be sensational.
I have a colleague at work who says the whole point of holidays is not to have a good time, but to store up memories.
Well, you won't forget this one in a hurry, then, will
Good heavens.
That was a bit close for comfort.
Right, that's it. I can't sit idly by while Alan and Usha are out there at the mercy of the elements.
Well, they're not out in the open, Lindy.
Pass me over my waterproof. I'm going to the rescue.
Well, you get soaked.
And my Wellingtons.
Oh, hang on, look.
What?
You don't have to rescue them. They've decided to rescue themselves.
Oh, thank goodness. Quickly open the door, Robert.
Come on.
Sorry to intrude.
Silly.
Oh, it's just that last clap of thunder.
Get that wet coat off.
Can I give you this, Robert? Careful, it's hot. Right, just while I take off my coat.
Oh, the rain I can cope with, but thunder and lightning.
Just want to drip all over your van.
Give me your coat. Close the door, Robert.
Well, I'm holding Alan's pot.
Oh, yeah, come on, let me take it.
Sit down, Usha.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad you came over.
She's been worrying about you all evening.
Well, we were doing all right till that thunder.
It was right overhead, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely terrifying.
I know.
Well, thank goodness you were here in your lovely, sturdy van. I don't know what we'd have done otherwise.
Have you eaten?
Well, Robert was just about to start on supper.
Well, as you see, we haven't come empty-handed. This great cooking pot contains my best spiced vegetable pilaf.
Your anniversary feast?
Well, we didn't get as far as eating it.
And there's enough to feed an army. So if I can just give it 10 minutes on your stove...
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's all we have to offer. You will share it with us, won't you?
Mmm, spiced vegetable pilaf. Yes, please. Hey, this is the last box of cheese and onion.
Yes, I know. They're on order.
Okay.
Did you sign a Wayne this morning?
Oh, I saw him earlier.
Hiya.
Yeah, he came in the kitchen for some breakfast. Why?
He's supposed to be leaving today.
What?
What's the betting you'll stage a convenient relapse?
Who says he's leaving today?
Well, he does.
Well, hasn't said out to me.
We discussed it a couple of days ago, him and me.
You never said.
He's finished his antibiotics, hasn't he?
Well, he's a lot better, I give you that.
And when I spoke to him, he was out in the garden collecting empties. So you can't tell me he's not fit.
Let me have a word with him.
He promised me, Jolene, Friday. That's what he said.
Hello. Haven't you had your shower?
There was a queue. Everyone's got rather muddy.
Tell me about it.
Look at your knees.
I know. I was helping Martin and... what's her name?
Janice,
get the tent back up.
Yeah, I saw.
Yes, it blew down.
Not the only one.
They had to spend the night in the car, poor things. Martin said the rain went on till after two.
And then the wind got up.
I didn't hear a thing.
I know. You were out for the count.
Was I? Couldn't you sleep?
Oh, yes, eventually. Took a bit of time to nod off.
Right.
But I'm fine.
You sure?
Absolutely. And now the sun's come out, I'm sure everything will dry out in no time.
Well, I hope so.
Feels like being another beautiful day. Right, I'll go and try the shower again.
Oh, OK. Love, are you taking the chair with you?
Well, I need something to put my towel and dry clothes on.
Well, be careful walking across.
To at least try and keep them clean.
It's quite slippery underfoot.
Shan't be long.
OK.
Ah!
Usha!
Oh, no!
Are you OK?
Look at my towel.
Have you hurt yourself?
And my clean clothes, all in the mud.
Never mind that. Are you all right? Here, come on, let me help you. OK.
Alan.
What?
Can I ask you the most enormous favour?
Of course.
Just for the last day of our holiday.
What?
Please, can we go to a hotel?
And a pint of Shires, please.
You feeling thirsty?
No, the beer's for Mike. Should be here any minute, actually.
Don't you two see enough of each other at work?
Well, most days our paths don't cross. He was away on holiday last week and all.
Yeah, I heard. A second honeymoon.
Only we're planning to expand the business, you see.
Are you?
Yeah, Mike's new missus has offered to put some money in.
Really?
Yeah, so we can buy some more cows.
I wouldn't have thought cows were her thing.
Only if we're going to have a bigger herd, we need more grazing land, so that's what Mike and I are going to try and sort out.
Hmm. You're quite the entrepreneur, aren't you?
Don't know about that. Anyway, how are things with you?
Don't ask.
Why? What's wrong?
Where do I start? You heard about Finn quitting the band?
Oh, yeah, Jazza said.
And we've tried to find a replacement, but he was such a sort of integral part of who we were.
You used to write songs with him, didn't you?
And the people we've seen, well, there's just no one in the same league. That's £5.30, please.
Can I get you one?
No, not just now, thanks. I'm seriously thinking about jacking it in.
What, the band? Oh, don't do that.
And on top of everything, my dad's invited himself to stay.
Oh, I heard about that from my dad.
Yeah, Eddie's been to visit a couple of times.
Are you not getting on with Wayne?
It's not that. Although he was a rubbish dad. Your change.
Oh, Tom.
When I was a kid, well, sometimes I never saw him from one year's end to the next, and then he'd buy me some huge present.
He bought you your van, didn't he?
Yeah. And that's supposed to make up for never seeing him.
Yeah, now you're seeing him every day.
Well, it's a bit late now.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, I can't say I care. It's not a problem for me, but it is for Sid.
Yeah, I bet.
But Mum and Wayne split up, like, 20 years ago.
Even so, it's a bit much, isn't it?
I suppose so. Honestly, Ed, you can cut the atmosphere with a knife.
So how long's he going to be here for?
Well, it was supposed to be just till he was better, because he had bronchitis.
Mm.
But he's over that now, so, I don't know, with a bit of luck, he'll be out of our hair.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Fallon. I've got you a pint.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Well,
oh.
I'll leave you two to talk business.
Mm.
Yes, sir. Why can I get you?
Mm. Oh, that is good. Thirsty work bottle and I've forgotten.
Did you bring it?
The letter? Yeah, of course I did. This is just a rough draft, mind. Huh?
Hmm. Looks pretty impressive to me.
Yeah, well, Brenda did it in the end.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I know what we needed to say, but when it comes to finding the words and doing proper grammar and stuff.
Oh, I know.
But Brenda, well, she's just spent 3 years at university learning how to do this sort of thing. She's got plenty of time on her hands.
Has she not found a job yet?
No. She's getting rather depressed about it. Anyway, this first bit, I won't read it all out, but it's like, you know, history of what we've done so far, how Oliver started the business, and we've expanded it since, so we're selling virtually all the milk we can produce.
Yeah, okay.
Then the next bit's about how we're grass-based and therefore low-cost, and most important, we're selling direct.
Yeah, which is a big advantage in the current climate.
It certainly is. A lot of dairy farmers really feeling the pinch right now.
Well, should we say something about that?
We have. It's this bit. Because we are selling direct, we are less affected than other dairy farmers by the instabilities of world markets.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, and it goes on, look. Such is the demand for our product, we believe we could extend our range to neighbouring villages. But in order to produce more milk, we need more land.
Without intensifying. We should say something about us not wanting to...
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I'll put a line in. Hang on, I've got a pen here somewhere.
If you say, in order to produce more milk...
All right.
Without intensifying production...
Without intensifying...
Which we believe would, what's the word? Jeopardise.
Ah, yeah.
That's it. Which we believe would jeopardise the quality of our product.
Well done. It's worthy of Brenda, that sentence.
Okay.
Of our product. Yeah, got that.
Right, so what's next?
Well, the last bit is, just making the request. Would Borchester Land be prepared to rent us 50 acres of grassland or land which could be seeded for grass?
Fine. Yeah.
And then I put a little paragraph on the end. It's Vicky's suggestion, actually.
Oh, yeah?
So we point out that we're a local business serving the community and then say, in granting this request, Borchester Land would enhance its standing as a supporter of grassroots enterprise.
Yeah, but they don't...
What?
...support grassroots enterprise.
Yeah, but that's the point.
They're a faceless management company. You don't give a toss about local concerns.
No, we flatter them. Make them think, oh, maybe if we did this, we could improve our image a bit.
Oh, I see. OK. Yeah.
You go with that?
Yeah, yeah.
And the rest of it?
That's brilliant.
Right. Well, a meeting's on Tuesday, you say?
Yeah.
So I'll get Brenda to do us a fair copy this evening and drop it round at Home Farm in the morning.
Smell delicious.
Free shampoo and bath oil and a lovely big soft towel to wrap myself in.
Yes, bed's not bad either.
You're never going to tell me it's more comfy than my fine air bed.
Even more luxurious.
This I have to try. Oh, yes. You just can't beat a king-size interior sprung mattress, can you?
Did you really hate it?
What?
Camping.
No, I didn't hate it at all.
Honestly.
Until last night.
I thought I was never going to get you out of the Snell's van.
We did rather overstay our welcome, didn't we?
Yes.
She got a lot of her blanket knitted, though.
True.
I kept thinking the rain was going to stop.
Yeah, it did go on a bit, didn't it?
But before that, before the thunder and the rain and the wind and the awful mud, before that, I had a lovely time.
You mean that?
I do. And, well, I can confess it now, I really wasn't looking forward to this holiday.
Well, I knew you were a bit nervous.
Well, more than that, I was dreading it.
Oh, maybe you should have said.
But then you'd have backed out of it. You'd have said, OK, we won't go. And I'd have missed out because, you see, until last night, I really was starting to get it, to understand what you were on about.
You seem to be enjoying yourself.
I was. I really was. And if having you all to myself means sleeping in a tent, well, then... bring it on.
As long as someone with a luxury camper van comes to the rescue when it rains.
I have to say, I see Linda and Robert in a whole new light. And I'll tell you something, a miserable night being damp in a tent doesn't half make you appreciate all of this. I could happily stay here all afternoon.
So could I.
We might get a bit hungry.
You can always ring for room service.
How wonderfully decadent.
Well, it is our anniversary. I think we deserve a bit of decadence, don't you?
Wayne is sitting out there in the garden.
Is he?
You said you were going to talk to him.
I already did.
Did you?
Huh? He's perfectly prepared to leave, Sid. But the fact is, he got nowhere to go.
What's so?
He's got no job, there's no money, and a huge great drink-driving fine to pay.
Whose fault is that?
It's a fact. And if we chuck him out now?
We're not chucking him out. He's agreed to go.
Oh, whatever. If he leaves here and has to throw himself on the tender mercies of the housing department...
You're saying you want him to stay?
Oh, it's not a question of what I want.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. I'm being practical, that's all. If we let him go now, he'll be back on the cider and back on the streets with pneumonia. Is that what you want?
What I want is to have him out of our own.
Yeah, all right. But not today.
Well, when?
I don't know.
Jolene, for your sake, for Fallon's sake, I have bent over backwards to accommodate Wayne. But there is a limit. And I'm not prepared to put up with him.
What's going on?
We're having an argument.
Well, go upstairs. The entire pub can hear you.
Wayne's perfectly well now. And he agreed that he'd leave here today.
Yeah, he told me, but I don't think he should.
What? I thought you couldn't wait to see the back of him.
Well, yeah, but if he goes now and something happens to him...
Like what?
Like he has a relapse and gets sick again, I'd feel responsible.
So what you're saying is, Wayne is going to be staying here until the two of you decide he's capable of standing on his own two feet?
In a nutshell. Yeah.
And how long's that going to be?
Well, I can't foretell the future, Sid. None of us can.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.